This is the Shape America podcast, hosted by Colin Brooks
and Matt Pomeroy, making 50 million strong by 2029. Welcome to the Shape America podcast. We are live from Shape Boston. I'm your host, Matt Pomeroy, and I'm here with my good buddy, Colin Brooks.
What's up, everyone? What's up, Matt?
And not much, man. I just got out of this amazing session. It was pretty cool. It was polar. You might know someone who presented there. Mike Doyle.
Mike Doyle was there.
Oh, Colin Brooks, you were there, man. You were there. Man, just nailed it.
Thanks. So, it was a lot of fun. I got to present a new Star Wars activity that I've been working on, so it's a lot of fun, and everyone worked out, and it may have been their workout of the day, you never know. So Expo Center is hopping again. It's Thursday, and I don't know what day it is, really. It's gone really fast, and it's been really fun. So
sure has. That's the problem. It's almost going too fast. Like, it's, we're just flying through this thing. We're flying through it. So I'm thoroughly enjoying my experience. Have you been to Boston, Colin?
This is my first trip. This is the most east I've ever been Northwest person. So it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we talked. I mean, Colin traveled many, many time zones. You know, I think it was right on when we sprung forward and he lost a lot of sleep.
Four hours. Kind of felt like a trip to Europe, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
So. Yeah, I haven't been to Boston since 2013 when I ran the marathon. So, I had a great experience in Boston at that point in time, and I loved the city. I loved the feel. I didn't get to experience it much because I couldn't walk the next day, that well. And, beforehand, you were resting and getting set up, but we did get to experience it a little bit. But, I'm really excited to be back here in 2017, and honestly, the city is just electric. And, we specifically invited a few guests down here today because and again, this is not everyone who's made Shape Boston happen, but it's a crew of people, it's a crew of individuals that obviously without their help and without their support, like, this Shape America National Convention would not happen, all right? And it wouldn't happen, and so many people wouldn't be here connecting, collaborating, talking, sitting in sessions, learning, and taking stuff back to their classes. So we're extremely excited to, just to be here and to be, talking with these individuals. So can you give a quick introduction of yourselves since you're hanging out here? They love the microphones sitting right out in front of them. Absolutely love it. So, just give us a quick introduction, a little background, and what you're doing here at Shape Boston for me, please.
I'm Cindy Coughlin, and I actually teach in Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm the local arrangement chair for Boston.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
And I'm Carrie Smith. I'm also an elementary PE teacher in Needham right down the road, and I'm also co-chair with Cindy for the convention.
And I'm Claudia Brown. I am a high school health education teacher and curriculum leader. I'm also the president for MAPRD, and I do whatever these two tell me to do.
Yeah. So, go ahead. I was just going to say
congratulations on the convention. It's awesome.
And it finally happened.
Thank you.
It finally did happen, and it's very bright.
The lights are on.
Yes, it's very bright in here. The lights are fully going. The snowstorm wasn't that bad at all, and this place is packed. So thank you so much.
It's rocking right now. So I was kind of blown away because you just told me that you set all this stuff up, you organized this, and then you said that you were teachers. okay, I thought I was pretty busy coming out here.
Yeah.
But talk us through that just a little bit. What's your daily life been like just recently? And how have you balanced everything? What have you done? It's unreal, and we appreciate it.
I think Carrie can speak to that most. She ran in and out of her classes checking emails and writing them before I could write the word.
In between classes, not during. It's really a blur because it's been very busy just connecting with the national people and then connecting with our local people. But I think what's made it really easy is we have an amazing team. I mean, our subcommittee co-chairs are absolutely amazing, and we've had over 100 volunteers sign up. A lot of college students have really stepped up. The faculty members at those colleges have stepped up, so it's made our job a lot easier. Having an amazing team behind us.
And I'm going to give them a boost because they did this in 2012 when the convention did not happen. And then when our executive director, Maria Melchionda, went back to them and said, what do you think? They said, yeah, we want to finish what we started.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they're back, and they packed those bags once and unpacked them again, and now they're
That just gave me chills. That just gave me chills, legitimately.
That's another piece of this whole thing is that you've been already through this, and you were willing to do it again, so that's awesome. When you plan a convention like this, when did you start? Like, all right, let's start rolling out the convention. What do we need to do? Did it start like 2 years ago? Was it like 2012 basically?
I think a lot of it was looking back on 2012, but they are kind to send us to the SHAPE convention the year before. So we went to Minneapolis and we started promoting Boston then, giving out our lobsters and everything else that we brought with us.
I remember that. Our flashing lights, of course.
That's when I first met you.
Playing the Dropkick Murphys.
There we go. Yeah, we really wanted that as an intro, but we figured we should stay away from
probably
that.
Right.
Dropkick Murphys probably didn't care, but their producers might care.
Right.
Yeah. So we can sing a little Tessie for you.
We did everything Boston to make people come, so we were in Minneapolis then and promoted it, but it started a little bit before that, so...
I would imagine.
Getting our chair people back on board. Most of them are back. A few different ones, some different people doing different things, but connecting with them. And then the biggest, I would say, push has been from maybe October through last week. It's been a whirlwind.
So I did a little bit of, I helped in Seattle some, being in the Northwest District, and I think... It's, you know, you don't really realize, but you contact, like, when someone needs something for their session, you had to coordinate all that, right? So how do people get their equipment, and how did that all happen?
Well, we have two amazing people that did the volunteers and the equipment, and they did spreadsheets and got that all set and sent out emails to get everyone to help out to get that equipment in, and then they just had a schedule to get it all out and get it back in.
It seems like just yesterday we were on the loading dock.
And I
was writing North Reading in giant letters on my equipment.
I guess you'll probably be back to loading dock here in a few days.
It sounds that way.
Yeah. So I think people forget that this is like, you know, some equipment's from the vendors, right? And that's great. Mm-hmm. But this is like really a grassroots effort to make this thing happen. I mean, and then the room, like an organizational room where there's people always in that room making sure things are in the right spot at the right time. I mean, and that's physical education and health professionals that are doing that. So it's, you know, SHAPE America staff's help, but that's pretty amazing.
So
sure.
Talk us through just a little bit, like, your day-to-day operations, because, Colin, they don't look tired at all, but I know that they've been working extremely hard.
It looks like they need another week.
They look great. So, just kind of talk us through, like, so what does a day look like to get ready and to make everything, you know, run as smoothly as it has? Because, you know, there have been hiccups with people canceling and flights and things, but seriously, like, I think everything has gone off without a hitch.
It's gone great.
I mean, like, the way that we've rolled with everything, and yes, there's still a couple of days to go, but what does that day-to-day stuff look like? What have you been up to? And then
the good thing is a lot of it is sort of planned out ahead of time, so everyone kind of has their schedules where people need to be at what time, where equipment needs to be at what time. So, you know, we come in and kind of oversee that, fill gaps where we need gaps filled. We've done everything now from stuff, registration bags to...
My favorite. Last night we were Wally's handlers. Wally the Green Monster, we followed him around. That was fun.
That's really
cool. Yeah, we got a good tweet out on that one.
Nice.
To the less glamorous things, like making sure, you know, information pamphlets are on seats, or, you know, handouts, getting things where they need to be. So it's sort of, you know, and the SHAPE staff is amazing because they gave us all of those needs. And so we just kind of filled our schedule with what we didn't have maybe specific volunteers for, and we just go do it or move it or stuff it or
But I have to say Deb Callis and Sandra Summer, they're just phenomenal. They know what to do, so it's a lot easier than, you know, us trying to figure it out. They explain it to us pretty good.
Well, and they're amazing to work with because they're busier than anybody here, and they're constantly like, how are you guys doing? I mean, they're just
they're
so amazing.
Calm, which makes us
fun.
Calm.
And they're fun. Yes. They always have a good joke or a good, and they boost you up when you need to be boosted up. It's
and just
really
listening to them
great.
Talk is lovely, too, especially yes. those southern accents.
It's awesome.
Cool.
I mean, it's definitely, there's just, like I said, there's so many different things that go into this, so the minute details that you just don't ever notice, I mean, unless you're part of it, and you, from then on out, you don't really take it for granted, right, whenever you're part of an event that has 3,000 and 4,000 people at it, so
I know,
it's
awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
So, I'm interested, you know, and there's not much downtime, I'm up early, you know, exercising, doing this and that, running out in sessions, a little podcasting here and there, and I know everyone is just about as busy, but we know that you can always find a little bit of time to maybe go explore around the city, and it is an amazing city. It's beautiful. I mean, just looking out the windows, just walking through the city streets and stuff like that, like, it is just gorgeous, and the hospitality has been fabulous, but thoughts, ideas, like, if someone's got some downtime, some free time, rumor has it, I think tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day?
Oh,
is it something like that?
Is that on the 17th this year?
Is that a big deal here?
I think there is another rumor that there will be a giant shamrock somewhere to be found in the exhibition hall or in some of the sessions.
Interesting.
That we should keep an eye out for. So maybe that can go on the bingo card.
Interesting. I'll be looking for that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah, where's the places to go for that?
Oh my gosh.
South Boston hops into, you know, that's of, you know, all the Irish pubs and taverns, and the best places are the places that you probably wouldn't think you want to go into, the little hole in the wall places.
Really?
The locals, yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got bigger places here on Boylston Street and on Newbury Street, but if you can get to South Boston or Faneuil Hall is a lot of different places. So just walking around the cities, you never know what you're going to see, and it's so old and historical, and the architect, I mean, it's just, cool. Just kind of walking around
the
and explore and take it all in. Absolutely.
Get us awesome. Over. Folks, there was a huge crowd this morning, and it was a great idea to have a Freedom Trail walk today.
Oh.
It was a huge crowd, all bundled up.
Oh,
they were
cool.
Ready. It didn't matter. Where are you from? Hawaii. You're going out there. You
That's
know,
awesome.
They had their hats and mittens. They were ready to go.
Very
was,
cool.
Was the group from Aruba there?
You know,
we were a little worried about them for Tuesday.
Well,
coming
they're
from
excited
Aruba,
for
but
snow.
They were excited.
Can't wait to see
they were
snow.
Psyched about the
we gave
snowstorm.
Them that too.
They brought it to us. There must have been 15 of them from Aruba who came in.
Best Italian food in the world is on the north end of Boston.
Is there a lot of places, or is there like one favorite?
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
And they're all small places that have like 8 to 10 tables.
Their mom
and dad. Like those types of places.
I had some lasagna last night. Oh my.
You can't escape Boston without eating good lasagna, you know, good pasta. So,
absolutely, and go to one of the pastry places like
The cannolis.
Cannolis are awesome.
See, we almost went there, but then everyone got too full, and then we
decided not to.
We might have to make another trip.
And gotta do it,
We
heard there's a tall ship that came into our harbor over the last couple of days for the parade of sail, which is comes in the summertime. But it's cool because that they just go to different harbors and
that's a great walk too.
It's beautiful.
River
Constitution
walk.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's beautiful.
Lots of things. I'm gonna have to jam it in.
And of course, Fenway Park.
Historical
ballpark. I mean, you can't, and all the bars around, all the neighborhood bars around there, the Cask and Flag.
So
sometimes people get thirsty when they're working
they
as
do.
Hard as
they
are.
They get thirsty. You never know.
We don't want anyone to get dehydrated.
But you get it.
That's
you
why
get
they're
see
called
Fenway
watering
Park.
Holes.
That's right.
Hydration station.
That's right.
Fenway Park, you have to see. And you know, the great thing about the city is we have the best schools, and, you know, in our opinion, but I think in the world's opinion too, we have some of the best schools and best hospitals in the world.
I remember
people come here from all over the world.
That's awesome.
And I do remember, I think going up to MIT when we were here for Boston or for the Boston Marathon. I think we went to Harvard. Now I think at that point in time, Uber wasn't around. Things changed pretty quick. I think we got on the T, and I mean, the T system is just really easy to use and pretty smooth to get around. And I remember using that pretty frequently.
You're the T, I'm sure there is.
And you know, no terrorist activity could ever take away the magic of the Boston Marathon. And you were so fortunate to run it, and it's just,
you know,
just
Claudia,
the greatest.
We should go down to the finish line.
Yeah.
Right out the door.
You know?
Yes.
Is it?
I'd love that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, I knew Boylston Street is right out there, but I didn't know how far down it was. Can we call it a day, Claudia?
Yep.
Can we call it a day?
All right, let's do it.
You heard it. You heard it right here.
I promise. Pinky swear.
Such an awesome historic race. I mean, you know two things about Boston if you don't know anything. Fenway Park and the Boston Marathon, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Absolutely.
It's a great city with a lot of passionate fans.
Yes.
Right. And
true story.
Again, I can't say enough how just welcoming everyone has been. And like, I know how busy you all are. And every day, every single day, we walk down and you walk through registration. There's a huge smile, quite a few hugs and things like that. And, you know, so I mean, like, everyone here has just been fabulous. And
we feel so proud. Don't you feel that? I feel so proud to welcome people to this city. I'm so proud to live here. And I think especially when we met the folks from Aruba or when they're coming from all over the world, we just want to tell them and show them all about our beautiful city.
It's so historic. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so, you know, it's big, but yet it's got that just homey kind of
small
a feel.
Town.
Yeah, that small town feel. It's cool. We're excited that the 2017 National Convention is here.
Yes.
Hashtag.
And it's not over.
Judy
hashtag.
Lowe.
Hashtag. Hashtag. Shape Boston. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
High fives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, right over the microphone. Right over.
There we go.
No, seriously,
over
though.
PE people. That's high fives.
Thanks for having us.
We know that it was many. It wasn't just these three, but we know
that.
Oh, we
have an amazing team. Amazing.
Can you tell us how many that is?
Let's say some names. Can we just give you some names?
Name drop, then mic drop.
Maria Melchionda.
Definitely.
Tina Taylor.
Yes.
Right?
Kate Kremens-Baspas,
yes.
Diana Demetrius, Deb Shehai,
right. Michelle Moosberger, who was about to give birth and was doing spreadsheets of our volunteers.
Literally within days.
After she had the baby, she's still working, right?
Mm-hmm. That's commitment.
Yeah.
Commitment.
Cheryl Hall.
Pat St. Laurent, Donna Rasikas, Brian McNally, Mitch Finnegan.
Yep.
He'll enjoy tomorrow.
Anne-Marie Gallo. Deb Pinto is right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Heidi Kohler,
and actually,
our incoming president.
Yes.
Karen Richardson.
Yep.
Come over here next.
Bill Riley, who has been in great pain for several days and is still here
so
working the Maybird booth. We hope we didn't miss anybody, but we really can't. These two are our rock stars, and we have just tried to live up to their expectations of us.
Yeah. Right. Awesome.
Right. I mean, like, I struggled making lesson plans just to come here. It's a lot of work just to come here and
think about all the effort that you guys put into it.
So we're proud of you.
Yeah,
we appreciate everything that you've done
and
everything Boston has done, and we're so excited about it. We know there's two and a half days left as we speak.
It's really nice that you two have taken the time to talk to these two women because they really deserve so much.
And not just time, but let's take a selfie. So,
we'll
pause this real quick, as you're listening in, but we've got to have a selfie coming in here. We've got to get the mic in. Jeez.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck with everything else.
And
I don't think so.
You guys boss us around if you ever need
a little
help.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
you bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So, Mr. Pomeroy, what are you up to pretty soon here? What do you got going on, man?
I've got a little presentation about game-centered approach and talking a little bit of TGFU with four other good friends, so my first national presentation again as a group, but I'm excited about it all, and it's been a couple years work kind of thinking about implementing TGFU and going full bore and all in, and obviously I love the model and I love the style, and I'm excited just to be able to showcase it with some good friends.
I know that it's going to be an amazing presentation, and congrats, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Presenting at the national levels, I mean, it takes a lot of work and coordination because you're doing it with people that are all around the nation and stuff, so that's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I remember when we were our car ride going to dinner last night, we all fit in an Uber, which is kind of cool. It was seven of us, but one was one was from Massachusetts, one was from California, one is from West Virginia, I'm from Wisconsin, there was someone from Oregon, someone from China, and then the last one was from Colorado. So, I mean, you know, you talk about, like, oh, just a wild ordeal, like, just, these are the people that you're surrounded by, you know,
yeah.
These are the people you get to kind of hang out with and enjoy, and I don't know, it's pretty awesome.
I think
it's pretty awesome.
It's important, too, to think about a lot of the reason that we have met those individuals is because of our our connectivity on social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All those people, I think, Matt, I mean, that was kind of where you connected with those individuals to present, right?
Yep. I mean, I wouldn't know very many people here if it wasn't for social media. And
totally.
And, you know, it's crazy because you can't go about 10 feet without just getting stopped by somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come and chat a little bit? Just a little bit about the convention. You enjoying yourself?
I am. You gave Kevin Tiller a hug over me.
That's right.
I had to come find you.
Awesome, dude. What's going on?
After you did that, because I was talking to Naomi.
Yeah, yeah.
Spark. Sport Time,
yeah.
Spark.
What's up, buddy?
And Christy.
Because of you guys.
You want to come and talk?
I'm trying
to
figure out ways to get to the National PE Institute in Nashville.
Nice, dude.
You're
doing good?
Sweet.
Having a good conference?
You know, I follow a lot of I follow this podcast.
Oh, sweet, man.
Nice.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
The team Phys Ed of Groji.
Yep.
In August, right?
Yep.
Another big one. Yeah, another big one.
Awesome.
I've noticed this Super Bowl champion. Are you from around here?
I live in Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
Not many people know where it is.
Okay.
Because it's west of 495. so a lot of people don't know.
So do you work with Kevin? Do you work in the area? You just know him?
I just know him, yeah, because I've been to a bunch of his sessions, his workshops and stuff.
Cool, dude.
So I met him there. I work out just a little south of Vermont.
Awesome,
okay. Well, it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, man. You enjoying yourself?
I am.
Cool.
How many
Thank
conventions?
You. You guys inspire me.
How many conventions have you been to?
Well, this is the first national one.
This is your first national.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you think? Like, how's it been?
Yesterday was my first day. I didn't come in because of the snow.
Okay.
So yesterday was my first day, and it took me about half a day. I admit I was kind of overwhelmed the first half a day.
Right.
Because of the size of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a little daunting.
Although it's pretty easy to get around.
Yeah,
I'll admit,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of a couple of squares on level one, level two, level three. So I've solved everyone's problems right there. any sessions, like, you just, like, blew you out of the water? Like, anything you loved or anything you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to, I forget what the session's officially called, but Sarah G.H. Sarah, she's holding a session at 1 o'clock or 1:45. Jorge Rodriguez was supposed to do it.
Oh, I think I'm in that session. I think I'm part of that, too.
Oh, you are
there
part of
you
that.
Go.
That's right.
We were just talking
the
about
the game-centered
it.
Approach.
Yes, that's
yeah,
good deal.
Yeah, a little bit of TGFU, and so I'll be there.
Nice, man.
Because I'm looking for that. I've been slowly trying to implement TGFU with my third through sixth graders.
Oh, nice.
And,
yeah.
Because I'm trying to get them more towards a tactical.
Okay, cool.
Strategy-based.
It's a good move.
There you go.
It's a good
you definitely
move,
learn a lot from going to that session, dude.
Yeah.
Some good stuff going on.
nice.
I went to one with Aaron Bailey before this.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty good.
Sweet.
I've heard a little bit about him, Under the Umbrella.
Ryan Armstrong's.
Ellis.
Yeah.
So,
a couple of Ryans.
Cool. I'm trying to soak up as much as I can, you know?
Sure.
Right?
It's cool to find that information, like,
it's
you listen
deal.
To podcasts and stuff, and then you come here and you can get, you know, one-on-one with that person or you see him in a session, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to keep on looking around.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Appreciate you stopping by the booth. Always cool, man.
Yeah?
Always cool.
That's awesome, man. You get to see so many different people, and it's cool when you go, you know, like, say we're in Massachusetts right now, so all those individuals that haven't had an opportunity to ever go to a national exposition or a national convention are having that opportunity in the last few days here, so I think that's what it's all about. I mean, giving those people a chance to, you know, see what it's all about, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously you can draw in students from around the area, you know, that wouldn't, you know, usually maybe not travel to a national convention. So you get those young future professionals that are out there ready. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you draw from that, you know, that local aspect of it. And obviously that's a good thing. And that's why it moves around. So,
indeed.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. What you got left for the rest of the day?
You know, for the rest of the day, I'm going to try to hang out with my friend Matt Pomeroy here for a bit and check out his session, hopefully, and then get a bite to eat, and then go celebrate some excellence tonight in an award ceremony.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yep, we got that, and then I don't know. We'll see. I got a little free time. I don't.
It's got to be weird. Yeah, it's got to be weird.
I want to learn a little bit, you know.
It's
something I want to, and there's so many dynamic individuals here that are amazing speakers, not only amazing speakers, but just do amazing things within their classrooms.
Yeah, this
professors
this,
are doing great
guys
stuff.
You guys got a Badger shirt on, so. Anyone who's a Badger fan, come on over. Anyone who's a Badger fan, come on over. Come on over. We're just talking Badgers. No, no. You guys wanna hop on the podcast real quick?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
No, we just wanna talk about the convention.
No, thank you.
Are you students? Or are you just,
no,
teachers.
Nice. Yes. Is this your first national convention?
No,
come on, Oliver. Oh, second.
Am I on the
second?
Podcast?
Yeah.
It's already
going.
It's too late, man. You're already on it.
Come on, we're Badgers here. Yes. We're Badgers.
Yeah. Are you all from Wisconsin?
All from Wisconsin.
Nice.
All right.
Like Geneva. We totally just backed you into
nice.
That. Now we got you over
right?
here. So
it looks like someone had jump rope for heart. I see a lot of
got some pups going on.
Oh, that was from last year, though.
This was from last year. Yeah. Kids still love it, though.
The pups. They're all about the pups, dude.
Absolutely.
They're so, all about it.
I saw you just present.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it was cool. Excellent.
Did you see that Star Wars game?
Yes.
Wow. It was great.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, it was fun.
He puts a little bit of time and effort into those things.
Yeah, it takes a little time, but then it's usually worth it, you know, when you put in the time to do things, you know, try to do innovative things for your kiddos. So, yeah.
You guys having a good time in Boston so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Been here since Monday.
We made it.
The storm.
It was like late Monday night, early Tuesday morning when I... I wonder if we're on the same flight.
I flew in from Detroit.
Okay, Milwaukee to Detroit. Yeah.
You guys are on the same flight, huh?
Possibly, maybe. Possibly.
Look at that.
I was supposed to leave at like 6:40, got backed up, and then the plane was there, but the pilot wasn't.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And we got
crazy.
On at 12:30
that's
probably.
Crazy. Uh-huh. Yep.
Small world.
So you're just soaking in the exposition here and just... checking everything out.
Yeah, first time we've been in here. Well, first time I've been in here.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Any other sessions, like, stuck with you? Like, something that was just awesome that you want to just give a shout-out to? Or something that you're looking forward to the rest of the week?
We went to the Polar one. That was pretty good. We just got the Polar watches.
Yeah.
You got some?
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
right.
We had them for our school.
Yes.
Sweet.
So far, really good.
A little pep grant, or how'd you end up somewhere across
grand.
That? Okay, pep
grant. We all got A360s for our classes. So.
That's cool. Okay. What level did you teach at?
Elementary,
awesome.
K-5.
So there
fourth
you go.
Look
at that.
Middle school.
So the Polar one was good.
Yeah.
The Polar was good. There was a mindfulness one we went to on
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That stuck with me. It was really good.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm starting to do, I mean, more and more physical education teachers are realizing the importance of mindfulness. It just, like, with my, not only with my students, with myself, though, at the same time, you know what I mean? It's just take a breath, you know? So
I think more administrators are realizing that in our world, in the PE world, that kids benefit with us in that respect, too. So.
For sure. Awesome.
Definitely. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll keep exploring Boston and Badgers tonight. Let's do it. Let's do it, right? Right? See, I can say anything I want on the podcast. That's the best part.
Yeah.
We'll keep plugging it. Big game, 9:35 Eastern out here. So,
the Badgers getting a big shout out today.
Right? Are the Beavs playing?
The Beavs, the Lady Beavs are playing.
The Lady Beavs are playing. That's good.
The men's
That's
basketball good. Team was in the tourney last year. They had a rough year this year. But,
yeah.
Hopefully
they'll
be
back. Wasn't
quite
everything that we expected out of Wisconsin either. But
they're an 8 seed, right?
They
and
are.
They'll be all right.
They are. So, I was running the other morning, and they're like, well, maybe they got a chance of taking down Villanova if they get that far out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that's going to happen, but there's always that hope, you know?
So I got to say, Matt is a really, he's awesome about waking up early in the morning, and I just couldn't handle it this morning, and Matt was up. You know, waking up at 6 is waking up at 3 a.m. for me right now, which, I mean, I'm trying to get up and get things going, and we worked out yesterday, but Matt, every day, he just gets after it, so props to you, man.
Yeah.
Those early morning workouts.
Try to do what I can do, and just feels good to get it done as, you know, as early as possible. And sometimes it's tough, but I set my alarm and that wakes me up.
There you go. Awesome.
I think there's got to be some other people that want to come and talk to us about the convention. Just a little bit. Any idea?
Yes.
Yeah, just
talk
anything.
About the convention.
We're just talking, generally talking about the convention.
The Shape America podcast.
Okay, this is definitely my first time.
Cool, yeah. Come in a little closer. Yeah.
What's your name?
Jamie. I'm from Kansas.
Awesome.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Jayhawks, huh?
Yeah.
We were just talking college basketball a little.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Badgers, so.
Yeah, so, I bet.
Yeah.
So this is your first?
First.
Awesome.
Yeah.
First podcast or first national convention?
Not
or a
podcast.
Little bit of both?
I had to do that for college credit. So.
That's great.
It's our second podcaster that we've had on the show.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your first experience. What are you thinking?
It's a little overwhelming, actually, but I love the app that you can click what you don't have to have a paper and keep checking. You can just have your phone and it keeps track of what you liked, you know? I love that.
That's awesome.
This is like PE heaven here for teachers.
No, that's
if you're
a really,
really
good way to describe
looking for
it.
Something.
Right?
Like, it's here.
Yeah, it is here.
Have you
it
seen
is,
some pretty cool stuff out there in the expo here?
Yeah, I love like the equipment and stuff that I just wish that I had another bag I brought so that I could take stuff
totally.
Back because you know I'm flying. But
right,
I did fly Southwest, so they do let you have two bags for free.
All right. See, making plans. And I'm sure there's a local Target or you know a local
do what you gotta
store
do.
You can kind of bring bags.
Right?
So what sessions have you hit that you've like thoroughly enjoyed? Like,
I did a
Little plug here.
Yeah, I went to one that just talks about student choices.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Student Voice, Student Choice.
Student Voice.
Nick Enlick.
Yeah. It was really informational.
I can't remember if he was...
Was it a professor from Kentucky?
No, it wasn't a professor.
I think it was Nick
Enlick.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't
think who else he was
Justin
with.
Justin Schleider, Nick Enlick.
It could have been.
Others. I think it was, yeah.
Cool.
And Mel Hamada.
Oh, was Mel there?
Yeah.
All right.
Good deal.
Nice, so that
Nicholas
was a good one.
And Justin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it was very enlightening, and I loved it. And then I just went to one about team building, and I can't remember that company.
It's okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's been good. And
nice.
I actually, my flight was delayed, so I just got here late last night, so I missed
a
whole day.
Okay.
I'm disappointed in that.
Okay.
You're here today. Thursday's a big day here, so that's awesome.
Thursday is a big day. I mean,
Thursday
the schedule is jam-packed. It's loaded. There's lots of good things to see. And you're right, though. It is overwhelming. It's like you've got a plan, and you've kind of got to be prepared. And
thank goodness I've been to state convention, because I kind of didn't know what to expect. So.
And you should probably bring a lunch, which I didn't bring a lunch today.
Me neither, dude. I'm starving.
Starting to get to that point.
You're going
so.
To all the vendors looking for mints or
yeah. There we go.
Come
so.
On, whatever I can get my hands on. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
So, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your time.
Care.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So, man, you're presenting here in about 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Getting down to the nitty gritty here, but...
good deal.
Yeah. Might have to find lunch here at some point in time, but...
Yeah.
You know, you do what you can do.
Yeah, it might be about that time.
Yeah, I think that could be good. Talking about maybe having another live podcast. We'll kind of see what happens, at least as of tonight. So maybe stay tuned for that. And
definitely tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely tomorrow, 12:30.
See what we can do tonight, too. Get something going. Who knows?
Yeah. That social could be a little loud. But and maybe we could set up shop somewhere and just find some people and have them stumble upon us and have some good conversations. But, you know, just appreciate everyone tuning in and listening up. And it's been good.
It's been good. It's a good day so far. It is 1 o'clock. We still got lots of time left in the day.
Susan Flynn, why don't you come on over here? You know, we were talking about some things to do tonight, and I couldn't figure out what was
What should we do tonight? No, what is there to do?
Boston's such a boring town.
It is boring. No one has planned anything.
Really, the big things that happen in Friday night, because it's St. Paddy's night. Yeah. They do have Dropkick Murphys, but that's sold out, so you can't go there. But, you know, you might want to hang out and rock this party.
Rock this party? I did hear something about that.
Rock the moon.
Rock the moon.
Get some good deals. Sneakers are allowed. It's a good one for both clubs.
Sneakers are allowed.
I'm down. Free cover. Mr. Zobel, how you doing?
Well, free cover.
Free cover.
Good.
And you can get free cover at both clubs. And
nice.
Free buffet from 9 to 11.
All right.
4 drink specials, all drinks less than $5. Gotta love that.
Cool.
So,
well, you know what?
How do you know so much about this party, Susan?
I don't know. Some little birdie told me.
Some little birdie. Well, you can tell that little birdie that I think Matt and I are probably going to rock this party. Right.
Yes. I think so, too.
I'm posting pictures of people that are going to rock the party and then put it out there.
It's a good idea. And we're posting pictures of people we're taking podcasts with. Yes. So let's quickly do that. Susan, like, how's the convention been? Like,
awesome, because it's in my hometown. Right? Yeah. Gotta love that.
I heard a fact about you. You haven't missed very many conventions, have you?
No, not many.
Let's pause quick for a selfie.
So we're like, yay, rock this party.
Yep.
Stick the tongue out.
Just in case.
No, I started in 1980. And I missed three, I think, actually, now that I look back. I missed Reno.
See, I don't even believe her, because it's like, I'm looking at her, she's 35. Like, yeah, I feel like there's no way.
My twins are 29.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So,
that's awesome.
So, yeah.
That is crazy.
I can still do tons of burpees. Did you see me? All my push-ups, I can beat all my fifth graders.
There's nothing better to do than that.
Can't stop. Yeah, right, it's exciting.
Yeah. Now, I saw you coming out of a drum fit session the other day. Like, any other sessions? Like, I know you were talking highly of that. Wasn't that your first time?
For drum fit?
Yeah.
It was actually drums alive.
Drums alive. All right.
So rhythmic drum is what's the name, the overall arching name? Do you guys know what what you call the drumming in class, like on the physio balls? Because
drumming in PE.
Drumming in physical education.
But they have, there are companies. Drum fit. They have different companies. Yeah. Drums alive. Mm-hmm. The cool thing that she did about drums alive is, because she didn't have her equipment arrive, she went to the dollar store and bought buckets. And we all just use buckets.
So there's definite and easy modifications as well.
Oh, it was awesome. And I do a Fit for Life class with my fourth graders where they do heart rate monitors, pedometers. And on Monday, I'm going to the dollar store and get buckets. And we're doing
You can take stuff
right away.
And right away.
Yeah. So we're talking $30, right?
Yeah.
That's... I'm not going to break the bank.
No.
Right?
I feel like administration could support that.
Yeah, I'm thinking behind that.
Not at my school, because I volunteer there, so they're not going to pay me. That's all right. It's for the cause. Those students, I only do it because I need them more than they need me.
Isn't that the truth, though?
They make my week. So awesome. I'm excited.
Well, there's no better way to close this party than we'll see you rock this party, right?
Yeah. Party. Awesome. I'm so
right on. Thanks
all right,
for
tweet that picture out.
Thanks for stopping by. I sure will, Susan.
So this is kind of cool. You're setting this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loving it.
It takes up a lot of your time.
Well,
it's awesome. It's good. Enjoy it. It's good to chat with a lot of people and being back here. A lot of people are excited to be in the expo and stuff. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
You take care.
All right, Matt, it is about go time for you to get going on here on your presentation. And it's been awesome to be part of another Shape America podcast and just the people here in Massachusetts and the individuals that we were able to talk about from the state organization here. Just thank you again for all the work that you've put in to making an amazing conference. Just all that grassroots work that you don't see here unless you know. So appreciate it.
It's a big deal. So. All right. Well, man, it was fun again, and we'll be back. All right. Yeah. Signing off for the Shape America podcast.
See you later, everyone.